Kearney, NYC mayoral race reveals white-collar workers' precarious economic situation. By Pam Key on November 6, 2025. Wednesday on Glenn Greenwald's podcast System Update. Breitbart News economics editor John Kearney said New York City mayor-elect Zoran Mamdani's victory shows white-collar workers are in a precarious economic situation that should not be ignored by the right. Kearney said, a lot of people have called them champagne liberals, champagne socialists. I think that's wrong because these people actually do face a very precarious economic situation, and it's one that's pretty new. There used to be a sort of implicit promise that you go to college. You graduate, particularly, you go to these people a lot of times who went to very good colleges. Many of them have graduate degrees, have some sort of professional degrees, master's degrees, law degrees, and yet they still lead pretty precarious lives economically. They can't afford a place where they can raise a family. He continued, the causes of this are both mysterious to people, but also treated as inevitable, like there's nothing you can do about it, just lower your expectations for your life. This resonated with me, Glenn, because I've been doing economic reporting for a long time. And before that, I had actually helped campaign for Pat Buchanan's campaigns in the 1990s. And I heard the same thing being told to manufacturing workers, there's nothing you can do about it. It's inevitable. Don't even wonder why it's happening. And the politicians basically shut them out. Look, Donald Trump got elected in part because people were tired of being shut out. And so one of my insights here is the very same thing is now happening to these young professionals in our cities. He added, one of the reasons Mamdani got elected is because he stopped. He wasn't going to join the club of telling people, yeah, there's nothing that can be done about your life, just lower your expectations. So he gave him a message of hope. There is something that could be done. I mean, frankly, it's very Trump-like in that way. Kearney concluded, conservatives really should be aware that, yes, we've done a great job of broadening our coalition and it has brought, you know, Donald Trump to the presidency twice, but we don't have a lock on it. If we start to behave like the establishment, start to dismiss people's genuine concerns, then the, you know, just naturally there will be another political force to rise up to bring them into their coalition. Follow Pam Key on X @PamKeenan.